City administration says it will cost $500,000 to enhance safety in school zones and playground areas, which will include hanging new signs and improving nearby infrastructure. City Hall will start overhauling the 20 school zones this summer by adding or improving pedestrian ramps, updating signs to reflect national standards and reducing speeds. City crews should complete sign changes by September. The speeds in those zones are currently 40 km per hour from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. but will likely change to 30 km per hour from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week once council approves a new bylaw. City administration presented the first quarter financial report during the May 13 regular City Council meeting, which also included information about capital projects. During that meeting, Heather Eby inquired about the sign project and wondered how much the initiative would cost because some residents thought it was $4 million. That is inaccurate, however, because that is how much the city plans to spend over 5 years on traffic control issues. Bevan Harlton, Director of Operations, said city administration would bring more information to the next meeting about a proposed bylaw amendment to change the speeds in school zones and playground areas, along with a comprehensive budget. Meanwhile, city crews will install new signs and improve sidewalk ramps regardless of that decision because many signs are old while sidewalks need to be upgraded. The cost to upgrade sidewalks and school zones will be $300,000 while installing new signs will cost $200,000, so the entire project is roughly $500,000, he continued. City Hall is ordering 650 signs, with 120 for the new speed limits, Harlton said. If council doesn't change the speed limits, then the new school and playground zone signs will still be upgraded for better reflectivity and newness. There is a school zone with 12 no U-turn signs. There's just any number of inconsistencies and old signage that we need to rectify, he added. Working hard. Crystal Froese said the first quarter report highlighted the work the city planned to complete in the coming months. For example, council will spend $5 million to upgrade roads, curbs and sidewalks and $10 million for the cast iron water main replacement program and feeder mains. It's important to note that this is also a really, really busy time for our staff that are out there on the streets doing the work, she continued. Froese pointed out that City Hall recently flew a banner downtown reminding motorists about safety near construction zones and not driving through barricades. Some city crews have experienced many near misses over the years due to inattentive drivers cruising through work areas. Meanwhile, she said inflation is creating challenges for everyone in Moose Jaw, whether it's people buying groceries, property owners paying taxes or the municipality attempting to complete, or even start, projects. So it's important that as we move through the budget this year, and are spending money that citizens have left us to steward, that we find efficiencies, because people are struggling, Froese added. Main Street. When asked about how construction is going on Main Street between River Street and Manitoba Street, Harlton said crews have faced challenges isolating pipes on River Street because some valves are 85 to 100 years old and difficult to turn. However, City Hall has committed to replacing the water mains and paving that important thoroughfare before sidewalk days in July, he added. Grant funding. Council asked Harlton whether he had heard anything about federal funding to help upgrade the Crescent View lift station. He replied that city administration has been inquiring often but hasn't heard anything yet. However, not hearing back usually means the application has passed the first hurdle and Ottawa is potentially reviewing it further. Chiming in, City Manager Maurice Carmichael said administration has kept the community's Member of Parliament informed about this situation and will continue to speak with affected stakeholders. A new road. Kim Robinson said the city plans to spend $1.6 million to build a new road in the Agri-Food Industrial Park and wondered when City Hall would tender that project. Michelle Sanson, Director of Planning and Development, said the road would run east-west and connect to the new lift station the city built last year. Meanwhile, SaskPower was expected to contribute $350,000 toward the road's construction. A council report said the city would tender the project in Q2, between April and June, and expect contractors to complete the road by the fall. The next regular council meeting is Monday, May 27.